is giving us a listing of the items. Go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are 7 fund transfers for 2014, one of $3 million for the courthouse fire project. That's capital receipt of revenue. There are 2 unallocated contingency funds, one related to cross charges in the Office of the County Board, one related to the Office of the Corporation Counsel, providing funding for a records management position, and there are 4 capital improvement fund transfers related to one related to zoo interchange utility relocation, and 3 are related to jumpstart the carryover process for capital spending in 2014. Any questions on the specific fund transfers? I'll be happy to answer them.
Any questions of Mr. Fudge? Are there any requests for separate action for any of the items in item number 23? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. My only question is, Mr. Fudge, what is our net balance now? Is that changing what we have? $500,000 out, so
related to the 2013.
Where are we now? If we don't change anything,
the balance. I'm sorry, sir. In the balance in the 2013 contingency fund would now be $5,810,152. And related to some discussion on another item in the 2014 unallocated contingency fund, assuming the 2 fund transfers are approved, there would be $4,204,000 in the unallocated contingency fund in 2014.
Thank you.
Any requests for separate action for this packet? Mr. Mansky.
With regards to item B1, which is the courthouse fire project, the other capital outlay of $3 million and the remaining amount coming from recoveries of $3 million. I will not be able to pay any of those bills until we receive recoveries from insurance proceeds. I'm just letting the committee know that based upon the way the fund transfer is here.
Until insurance proceeds are forthcoming. Okay. Supervisor Cullen.
I assume that the administration already understood that before they did this? Something changed? Or?
No. I don't think they completely understood that before. I had given them the recommendation to take the amount out of the recoveries. There is a provision within the budget for 2014, which indicates if I haven't received the funds yet, if the county has not received the funds yet, then I cannot make the payment for these funds until the receipt of those revenues. The only way to resolve that issue is to take this money out of the contingency fund.
So we should have...
I apologize for this, but I just discovered this yesterday.
Supervisor Mayo, then Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My understanding in finance, not finance, transportation, when we brought this up, that they're going to absorb the $3 million within their budgets when they're going to pay the bills. They wanted authority, so now you're saying that because they wanted authority expenses, because they said it was not coming out of contingency funds. That my understanding, Mr. Fuzz, am I correct, Mr. Chairman? Because they wanted, my understanding, that they wanted to take money from 2013, $4 million, to pay the current bills, and then they're going to come and ask for authority for $3 million, the expenditure that they were going to use, absorb in their budget, and the way they're going to replenish that is when they get their checks. And as the comptroller just stated, that he cannot pay any bills because they don't have any money designated for those bills. I'm confused. Can you explain that to me, Mr. Chair?
I don't have the money to give to Mr. Mansky so that he can account for the recoveries and then
send some money forward. I don't know. I don't have that money. I listened to what you just said, Supervisor Mayo.
And that's what they stated in transportation. In transportation. So and you have Supervisor Jersey, you have Supervisor Lipscomb, and who else? That's the other two on
Supervisor Jersey.
If I'm going to be dragged into this, I mean, I believe after we had transportation and public works, we received information that a check was received, and maybe Ms. Esch can clear that up for us. I have to tell you right now, I'm totally confused. I am totally confused. I don't know what the last vote meant, and I really wish someone would get this thing straightened out before the full board meeting.
Mr. Maskey, then Ms. Esch.
Mr. Chair, the action that you took for 2013, what that will allow us to do is to take the $3.5 million check, which we recently received, right, and pay $3.5 million to Universal.
And that's what I thought we were
and
doing.
And that will allow us to do that. This is now a packet for 2014 fund transfers. The total amount of expected costs are anticipated to be $16.5 million for payments to both Kellner. Kellner was a company we paid $500,000 to, and $16 million to Universal. This $3 million of expenditure authority would allow us to, when we receive, to pay up to that $16 million. However, so Universal, after this fund, the fund transfer that was already approved for 2013 will allow us to pay them the $3.5 million which was received, which you received a copy of the check, which we got on Monday, which has been deposited, and we can then pay them $3.5 million, and they will then have received at that time $12.5 million. Okay? But potentially, they will be looking for a total cost of $16 million. Okay? So in order to pay them that money, the additional three and a half a million was part of the 13, that's now not there. So then there was another $3 million to make up that remaining difference. That $3 million is to come from recoveries. What I'm telling you is that so the check that was received, we'll pay them, we'll get them up to $12.5 million paid, but if they incur more costs and they go up to 16, I'm telling you that right now I can't pay them until we receive the recovery money. The only way that I can pay them is based upon the fact that if we took it out of the contingency or if we took it out of another appropriation.
Okay, so that most recent, the last document we received on the fund transfers was in error.
Was related to 2013.
And maybe that's where the problem's coming
in.
2013
is done. We've received most of the money. All of the money has been received for that fund transfer. That one is fully up to date. That one is done. Now you're talking about a new year, 2014, which this fund transfer is for. So we're looking, in order to cover this fund transfer, we're looking for another $3 million to come from the insurance people.
And we need to take that out of contingency in order to do that for 2014?
No, I'm saying that I will have to wait until I receive the recovery. We haven't received the money yet. It's all anticipated that we will receive the money, and the money will come in, and it will come to us, okay? But we haven't received it yet. If we receive it and we get more bills from them, I can pay Universal. Okay, I'm just saying generally when you have an expenditure authority and you adopt this, I can pay the bills whether I've gotten the money or not. In this case, I'm telling you that since we don't have the money, I'm not going to pay the bill.
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Fudge, and then Mr. Esch.
Mr. Mansky is referring to one of the financial policies that was passed as part of the 2014 budget, specifically other one-time revenues, or I believe he's referring to that. It says that, similar to other policy, the policy related to land sales, large one-time revenues such as settlements, awards, donations, et cetera, shall be utilized for one-time projects or acquisitions and shall not be used to offset ongoing operating costs. Such revenue shall be budgeted only upon receipt. The intent of that particular item was to prevent past practice where large amounts of land sales revenues were budgeted in the operating budget, $9, $10 million, which was never realized, and then we had a deficit. It was never intended to apply to insurance proceeds, which obviously in this case are on a reimbursement basis. If we want to take the technical version of this language, I would be happy to submit an amendment to this policy that says excluding reimbursable insurance proceeds or something to that effect so that this can be paid through this fund transfer, especially if we have a special meeting related to the other item.
Special meeting related to what item?
The housekeeping.
I don't think we'll be ready for that, Mr. Fudge. That's my opinion for right now. Supervisor Cohen.
Well, it appears, if I'm understanding this correctly, Mr. Mansky, that you as the independent comptroller are following the law and the budget that was adopted and by the board and signed into law by the county executive, and now they may not be happy with your independent analysis of the law, and now they will. I think Mr. Fudge is proposing a change to that.
And this is my interpretation of the rule, and I'm the one that recommended to them the fund transfer that you see in front of you, and the wording of, or not the wording of that, but that it comes out of the recoveries. But then after reading through the policy that's in the budget, it's my interpretation that this is what I would have to do.
Thank you. Ms. Esch, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
So the simpler solution is that you change it to be from appropriation from contingencies rather than recovery of or whatever the line item is. But because of the action on the previous, the administration would actually need 3.5, right?
Yes, if you did that.
The effect is this. I guess I always thought it was weird the way we were essentially acting like we had the next three. I mean, why aren't we just upfront about it that you're advancing the three? So whether you're advancing the three out of contingency or you're pretending that you have the three already available to spend in recoveries, we're still spending $3.5 million ahead of the receipt of the funds. So, I mean, I guess that would be the more streamlined way than going back and revising the financial. Now, whether people, I don't think people have a willingness to do that, particularly when it's said that plainly. But
streamlined way to wait for the money to come.
It's a lot easier than it seems to me a lot more honest than revising the financial policy so that you can spend the money that you don't have.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Stern. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. It says it right here. It says that they want this $3 million for anticipated revenue so they can use it for expenditure authority. So they say it in the first paragraph on page two. So they're telling us what they want to do. So it's just up to us to what we want to agree to it or not. But I thought we didn't know how much additional costs for phase two or whatever we're going to have to pay Universal. The previous conversation, we didn't know how much we were going to have to pay. So I guess we're just anticipating it's going to be $3 million more.
I'm just going based upon the fund transfers that have been provided and some of the information that has been provided to you that the total anticipated cost for the capital project is $16.5 million. $16 million for Universal and $0.5 million for Kellner, who we have paid. We have paid $9 million to date already to Universal, and with the $3.5 million check that we received on Monday and the approval of the transfer, which you have already approved for 2013, I will pay them the additional $3.5 million, and they'll be up to $12.5 million. They indicated that they have incurred costs of close to $13.5 million so far.
Okay. And since we have anticipated cost of the project of the construction or whatever, do we have a breakdown of how the insurance is going to allocate the funds? You know, do we know when they're going to give us the rest of the money, or how much they're going to pay it by date?
I haven't been involved in any of those conversations.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Again, any requests for separate action for parts of item 23?
B1, right?
Cully, you taking this?
Well, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Cully.
You know, I think what's happening here is that what the comptroller is telling us is that we can do this policy, taking the $3 million from recoveries to other capital outlay, but he's not going to cut the check. So, you know, it's interesting because we have an independent comptroller. If the comptroller worked for the county executive, this discussion would have been had differently. It would have been, this is what we're doing. We're rewriting this. But we have an independent comptroller who's following the law and saying, no, I'm not doing it. And, you know, be careful what you ask for.
Mr. Chair?
Well, is that so much to he's not doing, or we don't have the ability to do it because the money isn't there?
Well,
I thought the money wasn't there. That's why he's not doing it.
The money's not available. Mr. Chair?
Director Tyler, and I'd like to move on.
Thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
Again, I'd like to ask you if you wouldn't consider asking the comptroller whether this might be taken out of contingency. The consequence of this, and you can certainly refer to Universal for this to get clarification, as I understand what is being proposed here, is that there's going to be approximately $3.5 million in unpaid bills to the general contractor and subsequently to the subcontractor, and we would be having to wait until the insurance fund reimbursed us. We don't know when that's going to be, but I suspect I know what the consequence of that would be, and that would probably either stop the project or at the very least slow it down. And if Universal thinks otherwise, then they should go on record and tell me, but I think it's going to shut it down.
Mr. Mansky, do you have a response?
My recommendation on this, and because we are so early in the year, is that you would, instead of taking this out of recoveries, is that you would take this out of the contingency, and then when we do receive the funds back, that the contingency fund be repaid back for this. They have incurred the costs. Universal has incurred the costs, and they continue to incur the costs. And we do owe them. We hold the contract with Universal, and we owe them. It's not the state that holds the contract with them. So it is my recommendation to you that based upon the earliness of the year that you take this money out of the contingency so that I can pay the bills.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Supervisors Cullen and Jersey. While you were consulting.
While they're consulting, Mr. Chairman, can I ask for separate action on B1? And I'll have a...
Well, before we do that, Supervisor, I want to... I don't think they heard. The comptrollers indicated, due to the earliness of the year, as it relates to disbursements from the contingency fund, that he's recommending that we take the money from the contingency fund and be reimbursed through the insurance company. That is his recommendation to us.
On the basis of that,
I've got a question. On the expectation.
Supervisor, pardon me?
Well, I, the chairman and supervisors,
wait,
can I respond?
Please, please, please. You want to say?
Well,
no. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb, did you want to say something?
So, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor, I just want to ask. I'm trying to determine who wants to speak.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are any of your questions directed toward Mr. O'Brien?
No.
Nope. Yours? Mr. O'Brien, go ahead.
Chairman and supervisors, and Supervisor Cullen, I think you misunderstood, or at least my understanding of what we discussed earlier. I, you know, the $3.5 million that I referenced was just to stay current in 2013. I was unaware that I didn't know what contingency money meant, mm-hmm. but we still have another invoice that we're looking to get paid on. And without that contingency money, wherever that, I didn't know what it was called or where the money was coming from, it will halt this project from a cash flow perspective. So I didn't want to confuse you and say that all we wanted was $3.5 million, because certainly, you know, the county's been great and we appreciate everything that you've allowed us to do within this project, but that money is instrumental in us continuing this job. And I was just trying to get current in 2013, but I anticipated that I was going to get money in 2014. I didn't know that that was all tied up together.
Well, we have two packets, two separate requests. Supervisor Lipscomb and Supervisor Schmidt.
So I'm asking for separate action on B1 so to present an amendment. And the amendment would be change the 2 to $3.5 million, and change the from to the category of contingencies, the line item of contingencies, in $3.5 million. That would make this item clean with respect to the previous item. The previous item is 2013. This item would be all of what the administration has said is necessary to go forward, and then you can vote on the merits of that. Just being completely transparent, it's saying that you're going into contingency, which is tax levy. We're going to go out on the line for $3.5 million. Now we sure hope we're getting reimbursed. But the bottom line for me is, I'm not going to wait to find out if we're going to get reimbursed to reconstruct. So, I mean, I sure hope we're getting reimbursed, and that's the administration's job. And I think we've been doing as much as we can to provide oversight of that process.
So
I'm not going to hold up the process. So that would be my proposal.
Supervisor Lipscomb, your amendment would be from the appropriation for contingencies, $3.5 million, to go to other capital, outlay?
Correct, in the same amount.
Of $3.5 million. Supervisor Mayo.
No, I'm sorry. Supervisor Cullen, I guess I want you to listen to this because it's very convoluted. So there were three of us. I was one of the three who voted for the $500,000 before. So now we're saying that, well, then it means we have to change some votes if we can get your 3.5. No. But here's how I looked at it. You want to make people whole. I don't want to hold up any contractor from getting their money. We can do that if we would have passed the $500,000 before. Then they're whole through 2013. So we're kind of revisiting that now because we've added $500,000 now. So now we're talking 3.5. Okay? So it's interesting now, sir. We didn't vote for it before, but some people are not going to vote for $300 million more. They didn't vote for $500,000, but they voted for $3.5 million. Well, great. Here's my point. And silly as it sounds, I was being genuine in saying that, yeah, they deserve to get $500,000 more because that's what we owe. They've done that work already.
Right.
That's why we paid. You were the third one, so that there were three of us who voted for that. Okay, so we're pretty obligated to pay that. Didn't win. We lost 6-3. Okay, now we're talking about adding $3 million more when six people didn't even vote for it, $500,000. So I'm saying I think it's consistent We don't owe this $3 million right now. That work hasn't been done. The $12 million or $13 million now, if we would have passed the $500,000, would have been covered. Can I have a nine of heads out there? That'd be covered, correct? If we would have passed the $500,000, all the $13 million is covered. So everything we owe for 2013, the gentleman, the restoration, they pay all their subcontractors, we're clean. We should have done that, okay? So if people are clean, everybody's paid for the work they've done. I think this is a separate question now in 2014. And we're putting them together again. I don't think that's right. So they haven't done the work yet. It was, administration originally said it was out of recoveries. They're telling us that within 3 months, they almost, it's a shoo-in that they're getting the money. Okay? Well, I was willing to put $500,000. I'm not willing to put $3 million. Okay? So, I mean, you can't have it both ways. I don't know how we're voting here. I'm being honest about it. So, I think it's a different issue.
Well, Supervisor, it's my recollection that within the last 10 minutes, 15 minutes maybe, the comptroller's indicated that because of the early in the year, that $3,500,000 could come from the contingency fund, contingent on our receiving a check from the insurance company.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Real quick. Thank you. Supervisor Stanford and Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I need to understand.
No.
How much do we owe total?
Okay.
How much do we owe?
As of the present time, we've paid Kellner and Universal $9.5 million. Okay? Based upon the statements made by Universal today, right now we owe $14 million. Okay, with the check of the $3.5 million that we received on Monday, with the check that we received on Monday of $3.5 million, we pay them that, we will still owe them $1 million. Okay, so we will still owe them $1 million after we pay them the $3.5 million.
Okay, so we owe them $1 million.
We'll owe them $1 million, but they're continuing to do work each day,
right,
to put the electrical back in. The total anticipated, that what I understand, the total anticipated is $16.5 million. So we still owe them for $1 million, and then they're planning to do another $2.5 million of work to just get everything done. So in the end, we would owe them once they're done, we'll owe them another $3.5 million.
And then
$1 million that they've already incurred, and $2.5 million that they will, you know, be incurring as they're doing the work.
And then the project is done. Then courthouse is fixed.
That's my understanding, but I'm not close to this every day. I'm just doing this based upon the fund transfers that we have seen.
Okay.
The work, we hold the contract with them. They are doing the work. In the end, we're going to have to pay them for this.
Right. Okay, so, Mr. Tyler, I saw you shaking your head like that was incorrect.
I tell you what, gentlemen, no. we can reconcile that. Supervisor Mayo?
All I have to say, Mr. Chairman, we have ordinance that we have to pay our vendors. If they DBE, we pay them. Like I stated earlier before, the county taxpayers are going to be on the hook for it. We need to pay what we owe. My understanding in transportation, public works, that we owe them $4 million from 13, and we're supposed to pay them. Now you got $3.5 million, so you have to pay the $500,000. We'll be done. Now, from January 1st to March 31st, they planned it. That we will owe them an extra $3 million. I'm kind of confused, but I told you before in transportation, our taxpayers are going to be on the hook because we don't know if the insurance company is going to come through, but we do need to pay our bill.
Okay.
Right.
And please, so pay the bill. Administration did not give us the information again. You still don't know the reasons why the fire happened. You don't know what went on. You don't know where the materials at. They got investigations going on. But we still don't know the information. But we hold in the bag to pay the bill. So you in charge of the money until you get. You should demand what happened. Why did we have a fire? Was it lack of maintenance? Did we have fires before down there? all these different things going on. They still have not gave it to you. But if we owe somebody, do not let them say the county board did not want to pay the bill. But the administration is at fault.
Okay, I still have the floor.
Beginning next week.
So this is what I propose. Let's pay what we owe, and then when we receive the invoice for the next amount, hopefully the insurance money will be here. If not, then we can have the discussion again. Let's pay them what we owe, and as far as exponential authority, I'm not in agreement with that. So we just pay what we owe, and then wait for the next invoice, and hopefully the insurance money will come.
Supervisor Cullen?
I understand. We're going to pay what we owe, and we're going to pay our bills. But here's the issue I have with this whole project, and you know we've really kind of gotten into the weeds a little bit here. But it seems to me when the fire first started, this idea was, hey, we're going to get all this stuff fixed, and we're only going to have to pay the $75,000 deductible. In effect, there were people in the administration acting like we were lucky that this happened because the insurance companies were going to be on the hook. I don't know what all this $16 million, $17 million has gone for. And the only thing I can relate it to is if something like this happened in my house. If I had an electrical fire in the ceiling of my kitchen and it was caught and the insurance company said they'd cover it, and then once I get the electrician there, he says, well, you know, your dining room needs work too. As long as I'm here, why don't I do it? Because we were being told early on that, you know, as long as we're in here, we might as well fix all this stuff, which makes sense if you have the money. If I don't have the money to fix my dining room and the insurance company isn't going to fix my dining room, then I'm not going to fix my dining room. So I think you know what, why I'm a little, I don't really want to do this today is because it just sort of obscures that point. If we get to a point where the insurance companies say, we aren't liable, we aren't paying this, it doesn't matter anymore, because now we've paid it. You know, whether or not the administration has made any mistakes in doing this, they haven't really been forthcoming in sharing that with us, and they always want to meet in closed session. Something happened to those circuit breakers. I wasn't at those meetings, but the public knows that something happened to the circuit breakers. Maybe the insurance adjusters think that that's going to be the origin of the fire. Maybe we should have done something with those circuit breakers, and then we destroyed where the fire started and the evidence of how it started, and they're going to say, we aren't paying anymore. We don't know that. We're getting these vague assurances that, we're going to get paid. So, and, you know, now, you know, I appreciate Supervisor Lipscomb's cleverness. He lost on the $500,000 vote, even though the representative, Mr. O'Brien, was okay with getting $7 million out of $7.5, but then as long as we're taking a $3 million kick at the cat, we might as well take a $3.5 million kick at the cat and fix the $500,000 he lost on the time before. So, you know, I would hope that the committee would at least only do the $3 million if they're going to do it. But either way, it's going to take a two-thirds vote at the board, and, you know, that might be difficult. So that's sort of where I'm coming from. I agree with Supervisor Stamp and Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, thank you, Supervisor Cullen, particularly as it relates to your reminding us that this will be a two-thirds vote. It has to be a two-thirds affirmative vote. Supervisor Lipscomb, on item B1.
Let's try the original motion. If it fails, then Supervisor Stamper might have another one.
Three million?
He just wants to pay the bills we got now.
Three and a half?
$1 million because we owe one.
Okay. So the proposal is to take $3.5 million from the contingency fund? The
proposal is to amend B1 to reflect $3.5 million to other capital outlay, coming $3.5 million coming from the fund for contingencies.
What did you, separate action on B1?
We asked. I asked for that.
Yes. Yeah, we're doing that, and then we'll go to the rest of the packet.
Then the amendment.
Yep.
And then as amended.
I believe we've had enough discussion on this. Let's vote.
Mr. Chairman, the fund transfer should be A1, not B1. If you do B1, you'll give the county board $3.5 million out of the contingency fund.
I wanted B1. Come on.
You saw through that, Josh.
Wait a minute.
You said it should be A1.
Which one are we looking at,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. I've got the wrong information.
B1 right there. Where do you get A1?
There
Mr. Cady, that's the floor.
In the In the 2014 fund transfer packet, the courthouse fire project fund transfer is A1.
In the 2014.
In 14-86?
No, that's not what
Mr.
I have.
Mr. Chairman, there are multiple drafts of the fund transfer packet, and that's what's confusing. There was, in fact, for the 2014, there was draft packet, a revised draft packet number one, and I believe a revised draft packet number two. So the final one is A1.
Let me say this. For Project W0150012, Courthouse Fire Project, $3 million would come from account 4959 recoveries to account 8589 other capital outlay. That is what we're considering.
No, we're considering the amendment. Right?
We're not doing that?
Amendment to that. That's not what the two-part motion.
He indicated that he wanted to amend to $3.5 million. Then he just said he wants to go back to the $3 million. If that fails,
no.
There's no.
No, he didn't say that.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, then I misunderstood.
He's got a different one if it fails.
Supervisor Lipscomb, would you restate what you'd like to do?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to open the revised draft packet.
Number one, do you agree to say one?
Well, as Mr. Cady indicated, we have different versions of the 2014 packet. That's why I read what I just read to you.
Well, if I'm not supposed to be using the revised draft packet, what one am I supposed to be using?
Mr. Chairman, in
Mr.
the
Cady.
Legislative CLIC, if you're looking in CLIC, it would be there are three attachments: draft packet, revised draft packet number one, and revised draft packet number two. You would like, and revised draft packet number two is the one that is in front of you.
File number
1486.
That's assuming you're in CLIC.
I do see that now. Okay.
So if you're not in CLIC, you don't see all that.
Okay.
I said what I said. Supervisor Lipscomb, would you tell us what you would like to see happen?
All right. A1, page one, revised packet, draft packet two. The amendment, so the separate action would be on A1, and the amendment would be a change to the line other capital outlay, putting in $3.5 million, and the source being from the contingency fund or fund for contingencies, $3.5 million. That the point of the amendment would be to pay all outstanding invoices and have the, so that's the $1 million, and have the $2.5 million to continue the project essentially through the quarter, through expected completion. Admittedly, we're placing our money ahead of the recovery from the insurance fund. And no one can predict what that is, but I'm not willing to have the project possibly held up. That's just where I'm at. So now that is the request that the administration was making. Now, they didn't want to make it that way. They didn't want to say they wanted $3.5 million from you, but out of contingency, but that is effectively what they were doing in any event. They were fronting $3.5 million, $500,000 in the last one and three here. That was what they intended to do. It just wasn't coming from contingency, but the effect is the same. So that's the amendment.
How much is left in contingency if this amendment is passed?
Four.
Mr. Fudge.
It was
4-2. 4-2.
For the rest of the year?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, if this were to pass, there would be $704,000 in the unallocated contingency fund, with a total of about $4 million in the contingency fund altogether, including the allocated items.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other discussion before we vote on Supervisor Lipscomb's amendment? Supervisor Jersey?
Well, first of all, I'm going to be the first to admit I'm totally confused here. My last votes were wrong, but basically, partly on the confusion between 2013, 2014, and the testimony that was before us. I think I do understand what Supervisor Lipscomb is stating, although I still haven't resolved A1 versus B1. I'll assume A1 is the correct one based on representations being made by the staff. So that's where I am. I assume that we are, okay, I'm seeing the draft from Supervisor Lipscomb, it is A1. We're going to separate action on A1, amend A1, vote on that, and then as amended. So my understanding is we're going to take those three votes, correct?
Three.
Hopefully everyone is understanding that, and I would like to move the action.
Call the question.
It's quarter after four. Call the question.
Mr. Grady?
I was just going to suggest a procedural issue. If you do it as separate action, presumably, based on the comments, there's no problem with the balance of the packet. You could have a vote on the balance of the packet and then just have a separate vote only on this piece of the packet. You're dividing the question, basically.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Schmidt moves approval on the balance of the package. Let's vote on that.
On the balance, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes.
On Supervisor Lipscomb's amendment to item A1, Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you. And because we have another amendment in the hamper, I want clarification under, even though that's not in front of us, is it feasible for us to move forward on the $1 million that we would owe?
No, let's leave that alone. Leave that alone.
And the project not stop.
Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Okay. We'll just see.
Thank you very much.
All right.
It might help us with the contingency fund, because originally weren't we taking some of that out of the 2013 contingency the way it was originally?
Yeah, the $500,000.
Which we didn't get.
I mean, if that helps us with the contingency to go back and take that out of the 2013 contingency.
Yes,
we should do it. Exactly. So I voted on the winning side, I believe. What's the correct motion?
Reconsideration.
Reconsideration, the last vote on the $500,000. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to take all the credit for being
Supervisor Jurczyk moves to reconsider the last vote on the 2013 package. Any further discussion?
Still doesn't win, though.
We're voting on reconsidering.
The previous vote that
we're voting on reconsideration.
On the amendment?
No.
We're back to.
Just a vote on
reconsidering. To reconsider the item. Just to reconsider the item.
That's right.
And then we'll go to the next step.
Mr. Chair?
Supervisor Cullen.
I mean, I know the hour is late, but I don't think it would be a bad idea to take a 5 or 10 minute break to sort of so everybody knows where we're at and they know what vote they're taking. I wasn't confused on any vote that I took. I knew what I was doing. There may be others who were, but I think just, you know, so we're getting some questions here. What are we voting on? I just think we would all look better. And I mean, the administration presents us three different packages, and one's on the computer, one's in this, and all of a sudden it's the county board that looks like they're bumbling, because we don't know whether it's A1 or B1, when they couldn't get their act together. So I would ask people who want to do it, they can take the vote and whatever, but I think we should sort of clear our heads. And we've been at this now for another 3 hours, and we've got some more items to take care of.
What's before us is the vote to reconsider the action that was taken earlier.
Let's finish this.
That's what we're voting on, the vote to reconsider.
Mr. Chair, would you explain that?
We're taking a vote just to reconsider.
Reconsider what?
Just to reconsider the fact that we took the vote. There was a vote, there was a result. So now we're voting as to reconsider
the vote of the $500,000.
Yes.
That was not approved.
Mr. Grady?
All right.
Mr. Grady, would you give us some clarity?
If I may, Supervisor,
gentlemen, Would you pay attention to Mr. Grady? Thank you.
A motion to reconsider basically is, if adopted, means you're back on that item, and you are starting from a clean slate on that item. And then you can do whatever you want to do with that item. The prior votes are basically gone. So the first vote is, do you want to go back to that item? That's the motion to reconsider.
Right.
If that passes, then you're back on that item as though you're starting from scratch.
Right. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There was a question of the level of contingency that would be left in that account. So now we're talking about going back to change 2013's to take it out of the 2013 account. What would be left?
I think in 2013.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, by not approving the original $500,000 request from the 2013 contingency fund, there is now $5,810,152 in the 2013 contingency fund. If you do take the $500,000, it would be $5,310,152.
And that puts us in a better position for 2014, which is what we're trying to accomplish.
Okay. Any other further questions? Madam Clerk, would you call the vote on the motion?
Mr. Chair, what was the vote? What was the number again?
500,000.
I know, but what was the vote tally?
6-3.
As amended.
6-3. All right.
Thank you.
5-4 on the.
5-4 on the actual amendment.
On amendment. Yeah.
Madam Clerk, would you call the vote? Okay.
It was 63. So
you returned the
vote. Everyone's totally confused.
On the motion to reconsider, item number 22, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen. Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 1 no. The motion to reconsider item number 22 prevails.